times did I hear space, the final frontier. Like a punchline or a jeer, used to pull me apart. Now at 90 years old, could I be that bold, a dream packaged and sold? Life to imitate art? Oh, the press devoured the story of my potential glory to make some sort of history. But how do I feel? Potential explosions filled me with dread. Dozens of ways I could wind up dead danced in my head. The fear was real. Strapped into the craft, in my seat just like Starfleet. My heart skipped a beat, and in the blink of an eye, it all happened so fast, a thunderous blast shot up as clouds passed. Punch now, all in the sky! Through the Earth's atmosphere, feeling the fear recede. Once we were clear and continued to climb, every sense was awake. No move did we make till 50 miles up the break, the Kármán line. So fragile, so blue. What can we do? What can we do? So fragile, so blue. What can we do? What can we do? Once beyond gravity, we unlocked the key and set ourselves free, floating around the inside. While some tumbled and danced in that weightless trance, I had to take my chance to the window. To witness the ride, I needed to see what was out there for me in the endless sea. To meet my fate, I could never anticipate what I saw. Filled me with awe, but also something cold, pitiless, and raw. An instinct to withdraw, a hot coal to be dropped. Relentless blackness was all I could see. Like a depthless eternity, a malevolent mystery that could never be stopped. Endless darkness. No twinkling stars, no magical lights that call from afar. No breathable air, nothing to care, no message to send, no beginnings or ends. No life could sustain, no dreams could remain. Nearly drove me insane, and I felt a deep pain. What I saw stopped me cold, collapsed all my breath. All I could see was death. Yes, all I could see was death. And a death with no sight, smell, or sound. That's what I found. That's what I found. Then, from the corner of my eye, looking back, I could spy something that made me cry. Under a yellow-blue dome, Sagan called it a pale blue dot, but until then, I forgot on my moonshot. Earth is our home. Space has no people, passion, or love. An endless question hangs from above we know almost nothing of. Where only death awaits. We live on the edge of a pin. Our air is cellophane thin. But it's where life begins. It's what's at stake. So fragile. So blue. What can we do? What can we do? So fragile. So blue. What can we do? What can we do? When I finally touched down, finding my feet on solid ground, a feeling so profound that I'd never had. No triumph for joy. Not like a little boy who finally played with a toy. I felt deeply, deeply sad. A sadness so real, so deep, that I might never sleep, but I just have to keep and let people know. Boldly go. Boldly go. Boldly go! Boldly go means to love, to take responsibility of what's below and above and never live to regret. I hope I never recover from what I discovered. Like a long-lost lover, I had left to neglect mountains, trees, birds, beasts, life-giving water, magnificent feasts, north, south, west, east, all human reactions from terror to fun, all that breathes, swims, flies, or runs, literally everything under the sun, every ant that crawls, every ocean squall, snails, lions, sand, the tiniest creatures we don't understand, redwoods touching the sky, a cat's glassy eyes, the plains waving grass, the miracle of glass, a beautiful child, gray wolves running wild, every smell, fine or foul, every howl, song or growl, the fire, wind and rain, purest pleasure, piercing pain, the heat of our skin, all original sin, bound up together, built to last forever, connected as one, but coming undone. It's all ours to lose, a fate that we choose. So fragile, so blue. Oh, what can we do? So fragile, so blue. What can we do? 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 Thank you, and good night.